This is the Daily Tip presented by BetMGM. Now, here's Chelsea Messenger and Michael Jenkins.
Let's talk about Thursday Night Football because the matchup this week is a little different than Chiefs and Chargers. In fact, this week we get the Steelers and the Browns, Jacoby Brissett, squaring off against, who is it, Mitch Trubisky? Oh my goodness, this is a Thursday Night Football game that kind of reckons back to the old days of Thursday Night Football when we had the Color Rush uniforms and it was some terrible team and people were like, well, it's football, we're going to watch. So, Jinx, it's football, we're going to watch. This line is Browns -4.5 at home, over under 38.5. What's your initial lean on Thursday Night Football? Speaking of lean.
Oh, well, I think I would go Steelers in the points here. It's hard for me to trust the Browns just yet. And do we know if the Steelers are going to stick with Mitch Trubisky or if they're going to make the move to Kenny Pickett? I feel like they're going to stick with Mitch Trubisky, even though I know Steelers fans are clamoring for old Kenny Pickett to get in there and do his thing as a rookie. But I just need to – and this is not because the Browns lost to the Jets last week. What I've seen from 2 weeks from the Browns is just that they're a team that needs a quarterback. They need Deshaun Watson to get in there because Jacoby Brissett has not gotten it done. Myles Garrett missed practice on Tuesday with a neck injury for Cleveland, so maybe that takes them down a little bit because he's so disruptive off the edge. I lean the Steelers here and trust him – and Mike Tomlin as a dog, historically, he's very good in spots like this, Chelsea.
Yeah, there's a big trend for Mike Tomlin as an underdog. As you mentioned, under Mike Tomlin, the Steelers are 46-23-3 against the number when getting points. That's good for a 67% clip against the spread. But here's the thing. If you would have believed in that trend last week, you would have lost because the Steelers were getting points at home against the Patriots. And they did not cover, and they did not win. So when you see these trends, Jenks, because I think there's a big one with Bill Belichick this week as well, but when these teams have had a quarterback for so long that's, you know, traditionally a pretty good quarterback, Ben Roethlisberger probably accounts for a lot of these games. Do you take this trend into consideration, or do you throw it out because you say, hey, it's not Ben Roethlisberger anymore? It is a different team.
You know, in a lot of situations, I would say yes, because you're talking about a guy who's going to be a Hall of Fame quarterback. But in the last few years of his career, particularly last year, Ben Roethlisberger was a shell of his former self. So the Steelers were still able to get this done. I don't want to say it was smoke and mirrors because his experience, his knowledge of the playbook, and certainly his leadership has those intangible values that are hard to quantify, and I get that. But ultimately, yes, some of this was done with Ben Roethlisberger at his peak. Some of it was done with Ben Roethlisberger on the downside of his career. So in most situations, yeah, I would throw it out. But here, not necessarily so. And what we've seen from the Steelers thus far is really, I think this is more Mike Tomlin driven than anything else. There's a reason why he's been in this position for so long. There's a reason why he's revered as one of the best coaches in the NFL. There's a reason why he's won a Super Bowl. And it's because no matter the situation, he finds a way to adjust. So, yeah, I think that's a very good point that you make, but I would still take these numbers into consideration.
It's hard not to take the points here, but I think the case for Cleveland covering this number is that they do have a very good run game. With Kareem Hunt, Nick Chubb, if they can get those two guys going, it is very much less pressure on Jacoby Brissett to make this his ball game. And really, it's a Cleveland team that if they have a lead, they can certainly cover this number. I think it's hard not to overreact to the Browns losing to the Jets and the way that they lost to the Jets. But I don't know. This line has moved because it opened at 3, 3.5 in some spots, and it's been bet all the way to 4.5. So, Jenks, what's the case for the Browns here?
Well, the case for the Browns is that top to bottom, they are a more talented team. There's no question about that. And when we talk about a small sample size and what we've seen in the first 2 weeks of the season, what do we see all the time? We see massive overreactions. We see, oh my God, Tua Tagovailoa has better MVP odds than Tom Brady right now. I think that's ridiculous, but these are the overreactions that happen every year in the NFL. So I think one of the overreactions is that Cleveland may falter and disappoint, and they may very well. But ultimately, if you look at the roster here, then the Browns are more talented. There's no question. So if they are, and we have a small sample size, the Browns could come out and they could beat up on Pittsburgh because they are a better team.
Well, there are some injury updates that you probably should be aware of. Speaking of talent on the roster, probably the most talented person on the Browns roster missed practice on Tuesday with an X injury. That was Myles Garrett. His status for Thursday night's game is now in question after he missed that practice with a neck injury. Garrett, who has half of the Browns' 6 sacks this season, was not listed on the injury report, though, so maybe he does play. Defensive end Jadeveon Clowney for the Browns has already been ruled out of Thursday's game with an ankle injury, but Jenks, I think the Myles Garrett one is way bigger in this case, especially against a Steelers offense that has struggled at times, and obviously Mitch Trubisky, not an MVP candidate.
No, he's not. And I'm really surprised that we haven't seen more of George Pickens, because we heard during training camp, this guy's balling out, this guy's balling out, the Steelers got a steal with this guy. And I certainly believe that they did. But thus far, 2 catches, 26 yards in the first 2 weeks. And so for a guy that was reportedly unbelievable in training camp, you have to ask yourself, how much of this is a rookie learning to play in the National Football League, up a level from playing at Georgia? How much of this is Mitch Trubisky, who has not been great, particularly when it comes to his yards per pass attempt, 5.1 yards per pass attempt. This is a guy who's not throwing it deep. And ironically, this is the problem that Ben Roethlisberger had last year, right? He could throw it into the flat. He could throw something across the middle, but he couldn't throw the deep ball. And if you're a guy like George Pickens, you want to get this guy deep and let him do his thing. So how much of it is George Pickens? How much of it is Mitch Trubisky? I don't really know the answer to that. And I think that's something that the Steelers will evaluate as the season goes on. They are going to stick with Mitch Trubisky, but when or if will they make that change? I'm not quite sure.
Yeah, I'm not sure either, because it's not like Mitch Trubisky is lighting the place on fire. And this is a Steelers fan base that traditionally is used to having good teams, so I get it. But we cannot go over this game without talking about the total. 38.5. These are totals usually reserved for the worst teams in football. And I know this is a divisional matchup, and I tend to think the black and blue division, the AFC North, these games kind of tend to play towards the under, but this is a really low total here.
It seems too low to me. 38.5. And you're right. When you talk about this division, I get it. It's Pittsburgh. It's Cleveland. And also, it's a short week as well. So I think that has something to do with it too, particularly when you play a physical brand of football and you don't have as many days to prepare. That takes a toll as well. And look at the quarterback matchup. That has something to do with it also. When it's Mitch Trubisky versus Jacoby Brissett, that doesn't exactly make you think we're going to see some sort of shootout in this game. But when it's a total that low, Chelsea, I think I would lean over here. This is a tough call. I understand why it's low, but it does seem a smidge too low to me.
Well, I think it's also because the Browns like to run the football. But one trend we've seen early in the season is primetime unders. 6-1 to the under so far in those primetime games. And if this, of course, is a Thursday night game. So we shall see which trends actually mean something come Thursday night between the Browns and the Steelers.
For more, listen to The Daily Tip, presented by BetMGM. Weekday mornings from 6 to 9 Eastern on the BetQL Network, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.